On University of West Georgia Week, how can women reclaim their power after trauma? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nisha Gupta, assistant professor of psychology, shows how art can be a healing tool.
Arts-based research is an amazing tool for social advocacy. Researchers can use it to popularize our findings and make them accessible to the general public for community empowerment and social change. Publishing our research as art can serve as a therapeutic intervention for the public, helping researchers make a direct impact on society beyond what traditional academic journals allow. My latest arts-based research project is called Desi Eros, about reclaiming erotic power among women from the South Asian diaspora. I collected six South Asian women's poetic descriptions of reclaiming erotic power. I engaged in a data interpretation process of each woman's description to unearth core thematic meanings about erotic power in their story. Then I expressed these meanings as surrealist folk art in the style of Frida Kahlo, with South Asian cultural symbols embedded in each painting. The final artwork and poetic descriptions can be viewed online, accompanied by essays that liberate and decolonize the meanings of erotic power for Desi women. These paintings, poems, and essays serve as a sociocultural healing intervention for all South Asian women who have ever experienced trauma, silencing, or shame regarding their sexuality, helping them feel empowered through the vehicle of arts-based research.
That was Nisha Gupta of the University of West Georgia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.